Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The first baseman, Joe Quell. Batting second. The third baseman, Marv Owen. Batting third. The right fielder, G. Walker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Rip Radcliffe. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Luke Appling. Batting sixth. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Bose Berger. Batting eighth. The catcher, Tony Renza. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Ted Lyons. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Ted Lyons. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Lynn Larry. Batting second. The right fielder, Bruce Campbell. Batting third. The catcher, Frankie Pitlock. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Hal Trosky. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Odell Hale. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Johnny Allen. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Johnny Allen. And now, play ball. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell strikes out. One out. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Owen moves to second. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Owen moves to third. Two outs. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell hits a line drive towards short. Appling catches it and throws to first to double up Larry. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic takes first base on ball four. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger strikes out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza strikes out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons hits a pop-up into left field for a base hit. Krivic moves to third. Joe Quell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Quell is 0 for 1 in the game. Quell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is called out on strikes. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Radcliffe who is chasing the ball. Averill reaches third base with a triple. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Averill scores. It's 1-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Trotsky moves to second. Two outs. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Trotsky scores. It's 2-0, Indians. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Renza settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-1 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-1 in the game. Campbell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-1 in the game. Pitlock hits a line drive into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The White Sox will come to bat. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-1 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Allen fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Krivic hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 0-for-1 in the game. Berger hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renza is 0-for-1 in the game. Renza is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox 0. The Indians will come to bat. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 0-for-1 in the game. Heath bunts in front of the plate. Renza fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-1 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trotsky hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-1 in the game. Keltner hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into right field. Campbell settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-2 in the game. QL hits a line drive towards third. Keltner reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 0-for-1 in the game. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-2 in the game. Campbell hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Berger settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 0-for-2 in the game. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-2 in the game. Appling hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Radcliffe moves to second. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0-for-2 in the game. Pitlock hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a pop-up towards short. Appling settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-2 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Berger scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bose Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Berger strikes out. One out. Tony Renza is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 0-for-2 in the game. Rensa hits a ball on the ground towards short. Larry scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Hal Trosky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trosky is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Trosky hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 3-0, Indians. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-2 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Hale bunts towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. Keltner moves to second. One out. Johnny Allen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Allen is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Allen hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Lynn Larry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Larry is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Larry hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0-for-3 in the game. QL takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a pop-up towards first. Trosky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Pitlock settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rip Radcliffe is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Radcliffe is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Radcliffe hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. QL moves to third. Luke Appling is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Appling is 0-for-3 in the game. Appling takes first base on ball 4. Radcliffe moves to second. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Krivic hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. QL scores. Radcliffe scores. Appling moves to third. It's 3-2, Indians. Boesberger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Berger is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Berger hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Appling scores. Krivic moves to third. It's White Sox, 3, Indians, 3. Johnny Humphreys now pitching. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. The umpire calls a balk on Humphreys. Krivic scores. Berger moves to second. It's 4-3, White Sox. Tony Rensa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rensa is 0-for-3 in the game. Rensa strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Bruce Campbell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Campbell is 0-for-3 in the game. Campbell hits a line drive into right field. Walker settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Frankie Pitlock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pitlock is 0 for 3 in the game. Pitlock hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Lyons fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Ted Lyons is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lyons is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Lyons hits a line drive into left field. Heath settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe QL is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. QL is 0 for 3 in the game. With a walk. QL takes first base on ball 4. Marv Owen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Owen is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Owen hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hale scoops it up and throws to first for the out. QL moves to second. Two outs. G. Walker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walker is 1 for 4 in the game, with a single. Walker hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Trotsky settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 4, and the Indians 3. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Hal Trotsky is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trotsky is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got 2 RBIs. Trotsky hits a fly ball into left field. Radcliffe settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Keltner hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly pinch runs for Ken Keltner. Odell Hale is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hale is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Hale hits a ball on the ground towards third. Owen fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Weatherly moves to second. Raleigh Hemsley pinch hits for Johnny Humphreys. Raleigh Hemsley is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hemsley hits a ball on the ground towards short. Appling fields it and throws to second for the out. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 4, and Cleveland Indians, 3. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.